PCS strikes to defend jobs and his walkout to save Whitley Bay office. 2 days of strike action took place on 17 and the 18th of August, organized by the Public and Commercial Services Union, PCS, that represents staff in the Department for Work and Pensions, DWP, against the closure of the Whitley Bay Job Center. One of 78 set to close, the plan is to merge facilities, which will result in the inconvenient relocation of staff and clients to North Shields. This job center is also the last of its kind that offers drop-in appointments for vulnerable customers. These ill-thought-out plans are part of a much larger nationwide shake-up taking place, much like the nightmarish NHS sustainability and transformation plan cuts, but for the civil service. The strike action followed a demonstration on the 12th of August where DWP staff, alongside over 100 campaigners, marched and rallied at the job center. Those involved described how the closure will have a devastating impact upon the most vulnerable members of the community. PCS DWP President Fran Heathcote has urged the government to enter into a genuine consultation over this issue. It's not about how it affects a couple of civil servants. It's about taking away services vital to the local community. North Tyneside Council had offered to let Jobson to staff use one of its own offices in Whitley Bay, but the government has refused. The action struck a chord in the local community to such a degree that a local shop turned up on the picket line with bags of hot pies. Locals and service users readily accepted flyers, signed the petitions, and honked their horns in support as they drove by. North Tyneside Socialist Party,